Howdy, everyone. Welcome to the 2014 Spring Report. My name's Eric Francis. I have done a lot of astrology this week, and I am done. Pisces is just finished, and sitting here, I'm ready to upload it in 1 second. I will do that the moment I finish this recording. What you've got here is basically a very elaborate example of sun sign astrology. The thing that I do that is perhaps different than some astrologers is I'm able to use the entire chart to read for any one sign. So when I read for any one sign, I'm doing a 12 sign, 12 house reading for that one sign. I don't just look at Pisces to read Pisces. I'm looking at the entire chart. And so for every sign, I have created a new version of what is essentially the same chart. The chart for the Cardinal Grand Cross on April 23rd. And then I just revised the chart, moved it by one house, putting your sign, whatever that might be, your sun sign or your rising sign, as the presumed sign rising, and then read that chart. I have been incessantly reading charts associated with the sun's transit through Aries for weeks, for numerous projects, including the Aries birthday report and the April horoscopes and April weekly horoscopes and many articles and many, many other projects. I've read these charts so many times, it is hilarious. The chart that I settled on as my basis chart, the thing that everything is focused around, is based on the fact that when this Grand Cross happens on April 23rd, our sun, is in what is called the Chiron discovery degree. Chiron, a planet that is very helpful to modern astrology and really to any astrologer who uses it, was discovered in Taurus in 1977. Chiron was seen and recognized, identified as a planet for the first time at 3 degrees and 9 minutes of Taurus. Just so happens that the sun is in that degree, will be in that degree, or was, depending on when you're listening, on the day of the Cardinal Grand Cross. So what I did was, after experimenting with many charts, is I put the sun in the exact degree and minute of Chiron's discovery. That's a powerful synchronicity, too beautiful to ignore. And so what I've done basically is tune this entire reading to Chiron and the Chiron discovery. What is Chiron? You can think of Chiron as the holistic planet. Chiron is the planet that looks at the whole system. It is the essence of the whole machine is greater than the sum of the parts. The whole system, all of nature, is greater than all the little bits of nature. That's the holistic concept. That therefore lends itself very well to healing, to creativity, to the invention and development of new things. And where Chiron in Pisces, which is where Chiron happens to be now, Chiron's not in its discovery area, it's somewhere totally different. The present position of Chiron, which I have read in almost every one of these readings, whether or not I mention it, is gathering this spiritual energy, you might say, or this creative stuff, or whatever it is, and focusing it into something that is accessible. Chiron is an excellent focusing agent as well that can take something that is impossible to see or not able to be identified and gather it into something that is useful and that has data connected to it, that is documentable. And so there's a lot of Chiron in these readings. But also, obviously, I'm working with the Grand Cross. And the Grand Cross aspect is a slow-moving, very rare gathering of 4 planets on the Cardinal Cross. And there's a lot of, you know, when you cast charts for, you know, 90 planets, you're going to find lots of Grand Crosses in the chart. But one of the reasons why this Grand Cross stands out so much is Pluto is still, despite being a dwarf planet, one of the most potent influences in astrology. It's a slow mover. It's the slowest moving point that almost all astrologers use. And Pluto is the root of the Grand Cross, Pluto in Capricorn. That is followed up by Uranus in Aries, also a slow mover, 84 years going around the sun. We are now in what's called the Pluto or the Uranus-Pluto square. In the syntax of astrology, it's preferable to say the quicker moving planet before the slower moving planet, though I sometimes forget that. The Uranus-Pluto square. And this is something that I am kind of offering to you as the defining gem of the 2012 era, which I believe stretches from approximately 2010 out to about 2015, 16, 17. Long phase without a distinct beginning or ending, probably a lot longer than we think, because we have, you know, we're in the midst of it now, and we'll not really know what we've been through completely till we look back on it with a few years or 10 or 20 years of hindsight. But I'm not one of these people who's all about waiting to have that hindsight. I understand what we're in the midst of well enough now to describe what we're in the midst of well enough now to, I hope, give my listeners, readers, and clients the ability to take advantage of that quality of existence that we have right now. And whatever you can say about this moment, whatever you can say about how much potential there is, or how fucked up things are, or how crazy the world is, one thing about this moment, it is that it is distinct. It is different. It is absolutely recognizably right now, but only if you're paying attention, only if you notice. And it will be easier in hindsight to see what an incredible, magnificent moment this is. But as I've just said, I'm not the kind of person who waits for hindsight and nostalgia to say, oh, wouldn't it have been wonderful if we could have done that during this time? Look at all those opportunities we had. Wow, it seemed so chaotic and like I was under so much pressure, but I didn't really do anything because I didn't know what to do. My job as an astrologer is to help you focus some ideas, to show you some potential, and to do what I can do to boost your confidence in yourself. I'm doing my best to do all of this within ethical bounds, by which I mean I am not taking a deterministic view of the astrology. I feel like my role is to say this astrology reveals a potential and here is what it looks like for you. I never mean to give what I would say is a complete meaning reading of potential. Obviously, I can't do that. I'm only pointing out some of the things that I see and some of the things that are obvious to me. And some of the things that are subtle and that might be missed, but again, I am the person reading, not somebody else. It's me. I have to take responsibility for what I see and what I read, and that is partly an expression of my values. So you'll get some of that in here. And remember that it's all being filtered through this person that I am. But I take care to make sure that I do this in as objective a way as possible, and that also I'm opening doors rather than closing and locking them, and that I am looking at aspects that might seem challenging or troublesome and using a kind of calculus that I've developed to show how those things can express and manifest themselves in the most positive possible way. This is one reason why I don't believe in or really approve of prediction, because prediction is doing something like that, but it's coming out with a very narrow, limited answer, not the demonstration of the many possibilities, or saying, well, you can take this tricky and or troublesome thing and work it into this very healthy and productive thing, right? And astrology, in my view, spends way too much time attempting to focus predictions and narrowing the kind of paths of the mind rather than opening and expanding and showing the potential of the paths of the mind. I think that though I sometimes have my doubts about human race and can often be heard complaining about what lunkheads so many people are, have enormous faith in any one individual such as yourself, in your ability to make the most of your existence and to heal the things that harm you and ail you and have for some time, and to fully express the potential that you have, or if you prefer, to take the steps at the beginning of that road to expressing your potential. And I do this by seeing potential, and I do this by holding a space in my heart and my mind and my soul of believing in you, and I pour all of that through the readings that I am doing. I believe that we are alive in a very special moment. Whether you think of it as special on some kind of a vast and long cosmic scale, or the scale of the Earth and the many civilizations that have risen and fallen, or whether it's a special time because it's just more interesting than the 20th century, which was, you know, just 15 years ago. However you look at it, I tend to take a long view of this, by the way. When I say that we're alive in a special moment, I mean this in as long of a view as I can kind of describe for the human story. I think the human story is a distinct and beautiful and very challenging and in itself a special story of this form that humans are in and the challenges that we face and the necessity that we have to wake up from this thing that is that seems so intent within people and around us to seduce us and lure us out of consciousness and put us back to sleep. And so being someone who fancies himself as an awake person, I read the charts in an awake fashion and get really excited about them, basically. And you know, some of these readings are absolutely on fire. Some, like Virgo, I picked up on that Virgo in energy, and I am very calm and meticulous, and there may be even, you know, one-third or one-half the words in the same length or longer reading. What else can I say about what I've done? I've got a whole mountain of charts and sketches here that I don't have time to scan and put up, although over the next few days I will scan some of them. I will certainly scan the main charts that I have used and give you, you know, so you can see what they are. I will say also that if you are curious about astrology, there is lots and lots and lots to explore, whether you explore it through Planet Waves or you explore it other places. I have designed Planet Waves to be a somewhat circumspect approach. That is to say, I don't like have a thing like, this is what all the planets mean, this is what all the signs mean, although those resources do exist. It's not usually the approach that I take, but you can find those things if you're looking for them. But by circumspect, I mean that I'm just taking the story of the world and I am interpreting it in the moment, bringing the astrology right into the moment that we're in, and I have left approximately a 15-year trail of these articles, and you can search back many years, including searching back the member archives for the articles I've written going back about 15 years, or the horoscopes going back almost to the beginning of my horoscope program. Those are all kept in a database, and you can actually research that or choose them randomly. I take to heart the concept of a legacy, and I view everything that I do as being my unique attempt to provide a record of the time that we are in. And I pretend to speak for no one but myself as a devoted and trained observer, both as a journalist and an astrologer and also a photographer. I mean, I like to see with my eyes and basically pass this all on as a gift, sometimes for a nominal cost, often for free as a gift, and I would just invite you to indulge yourself. There is some pretty exciting stuff lurking around the archives of Planet Waves, but there is some very exciting stuff, speaking for this moment, lurking around the archives of this reading that I have just created, this kind of like 12-sign library, where I have basically plunged into the experience of each of the signs, heart and soul, and swum all the way down to the bottom and come up with something, perhaps a pearl, perhaps a seashell, or perhaps some friendly critter who whispered secrets in my ear. Okay, I have been talking a lot for the past week. I've just finished basically 12 40 to 45 minute readings. That's a lot of yakking. A couple of Planet Waves FM episodes mixed in with that. I pass this on to you. If you are listening to this recording on the outside of the product itself, there will be a link for you to sign up. And if you are listening from the inside, thanks for making the investment. Almost all of you are pre-order purchasers. I get a charge of like a lot of happiness from the willingness of people to purchase the products that I do long before I have even started them. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I finished that. Very exciting. So a pleasure to do this work. It really is this crazy, gorgeous honor to be an astrologer in this society at this time of history, basically working for you. So have fun with this stuff. Share it with your household and people you care about. And that is all for now. I will catch you over in the 12 astrological signs. Lots of love. Signing off at 1:48 p.m. Kingston, New York on 41114. I'm Eric Francis. Bye for now.